In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are continuing with Volume 26, 5, 16, 19, 29. This is a great chapter to read. It's so amazing what Jesus is teaching Louisa. And what he teaches us now is going to be even more exciting, because what Jesus says to Louisa, he wants to say to us. But he wants to see that docility, that submission, that surrender that Our Lady had. That's what Louisa possessed. She, like her mother, she possessed this docility, this surrender, this submission to God. And these are three words that are hated today. I got to do it my way. That's the words today. But with Our Lady, we really see true feminism. With Our Lady, we see this beauty, this delight, and Louisa reflects the light of her mother, and so this is how Jesus starts. Louisa, my daughter, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? And again, this is what happens to us. This great book of the divine will, this book of heaven, is you want to be close to Jesus. You don't want to leave Jesus alone. You always want to be with him. And when you're without him, you feel an emptiness. You feel there. You don't feel alive. Just like Louisa. Louisa, she would complain, Lord, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? This shows us, when people say to me, oh, Louisa is always complaining, it shows me you have no idea how much you don't love Jesus. Her whole life was longing for him, looking for him, searching for him. And he says, Louisa, don't you feel how you cannot be without me? That's true love. True love is you can't be without the beloved. And this is what Jesus is teaching us. He's really teaching us how to live this abundant life. He's really doing this. So when they shall read these writings, the book of heaven, when they shall read this, they shall remain astonished, astounded in hearing the long chain of my graces, my daily comings to you, Louisa, for such a long time that I have done with no one else. My long conversations that I've had with you, Louisa, the many teachings I have given you, Louisa. And see, this is what Jesus is saying to us. As you begin to read, as you begin to study, the second time you read the book of heaven, it's amazing. The third time you read it, it's more astonishing. The fourth time, it's brand new. He says, I'm going to have long conversations with you, Jesus says, as I did with Louisa. I'm going to give you many teachings that I'll give to you as I gave to Louisa. I'm going to give you everything that was to serve the kingdom of my divine will in each and every soul that reads. I know some Franciscans that are not really Franciscans. I know some Benedictines that are not really Benedictines. They aren't following their founder or their foundress. With this book of heaven, everything that's in you that's of misery disappears. What happens with the book of heaven is Jesus speaks to you. He is healing you as you listen to him, maybe not with your ears, but with your heart, your mind, your soul. As you listen to Jesus, you're changed. You cannot be the same. And you fall more and more in love with God each day that you read, each time that you read. Jesus says, I feel an irresistible need, he says, to resume and redo with you, Louisa, all the conversations, to give you, Louisa, all the graces, all the teachings that I would have given to Adam innocent had Adam not rejected the present precious inheritance of my fiat. He says, everything that I had planned to give to Adam, to give to his children, and it stopped, it died. He says, I'm now giving to you. Why? He says, the destiny of the world is on your shoulders, Louisa. What I give to you, as you live this, as you write it down, and as we read, we're being changed. Jesus is changing us. How many of us thought how great it would have been to be with Jesus 2,000 years ago as he was walking, teaching? We have that even more now, because what Jesus is saying to Louisa is not about the testament of redemption, the kingdom of redemption. It's the kingdom of sanctification. It's everything. And he says, I am going to resume and redo everything, the teachings, the graces that I would give to Adam if he didn't leave me. But he broke my speaking. Adam reduced me to silence. And so after 6,000 years of silence, I, Jesus, felt the extreme need to resume my speaking with humanity. And I begin with you, Louisa. So as I pour out myself with you, Louisa, in speaking, I feel as if I were just now giving start to creation. And this is why in these writings, the Book of Heaven, I am making you write the true reason for creation and what my divine will is, its infinite value, how one is to live in it, its kingdom, how it wants to reign and render every human being holy and happy. See, it's the promise to Abraham. Three promises that we read in the Canticle of Zechariah every morning. To be freed from the enemy. When Jesus died on the cross, we were freed from the enemy. When we go and spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we are free to worship God without fear. None of us are terrified. Even when we receive communion, we're receiving holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. The second promise to Abraham is fulfilled. The third promise to Abraham is to become holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. Who is holy? God alone. Who is righteous? God alone. He says, I want to reign in each person's heart to render each of my children holy and happy again. You only can be happy if you're holy. There's no happiness outside of holiness. You can have how many billionaires, millionaires commit suicide? They're not happy with the things of the earth. The only thing that can make you happy is God. The only one that can make you happy is God. And he says this, it's my infinite value. I want you to live in this. I want you to have this kingdom. I want to make you happy and holy again. And everyone shall remain surprised in reading this book of heaven. And they shall feel the need for my fiat to live in their midst. And that's what's happening. Every day that you read, God gives you more. And the more that you receive, the more that you want. What is it? It's peace, joy, and happiness. What is it? It's love, it's light, it's life. We want more. Jesus says, my Father is the Father of the living, not of the dead. So everyone and everything lives in my most holy divine will. But one point of it is that the human family lives outside of it, outside of my kingdom. The human will lives unhappily. What sorrow There is room for everyone in my most holy divine will. And yet there are some who live outside it. How they disfigure it. How they render the human will incomplete. And what would we not do to see it complete? Any sacrifice, my daughter. We are willing to do anything. I have already laid down my life and in redemption to place this point in the creative work. And when they come to know what the divine will of God means, and that's what the Book of Heaven is, what the divine will means, what the divine will of God means, the great good that the divine will can do, and how only thing that interests God the most is to place the rights of our divine fiat back into safety, to make it rain again so as to see everyone happy in our divine will, all of our own divine happiness. And when this happens, Jesus says, they will no longer be surprised in reading these writings, the Book of Heaven. The great thing that I have told you, Aunt Louisa, and you have done in your soul, they're not going to be astonished by it. On the contrary, Jesus says, they shall say, for a divine will so holy that has done everything. You have to understand this. It's everything. It was right that there be such a display of graces and so many sublime teachings in Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretto? We're astonished by her. She is the one in whom the divine will was to make the first deposit of its kingdom. She's the firstborn of all those born of original sin. Our Lady lived in it. She's mother and queen of the divine will. Now we have the little daughter of the divine will, the newborn of the divine will. The one in whom it was to make the first deposit of its kingdom in a human born of original sin. To say to us, we can do it too. If Louisa can have this and she was born of original sin, we can have this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. This is what sanctification is about. So as to make us, Triune God, comprehend it, to love it and to long for it, to make us humans comprehend the divine will, love the divine will, and long for the divine will. We have to be the Essenes of today, longing for the kingdom of God to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Nothing less than that. Our whole life, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed, with our intellect, memory, and will, everything is to long for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus taught us. Now, after 2,000 years, he says it's going to now begin to happen. It's begun to happen in Louisa, and there's still more that God's going to give Louisa, and we're going to witness that. Therefore, be attentive. This book is about giving a divine will its rights back to humanity. This divine will is to render the work of creation complete. Humanity will have a beginning again, reigning in them the life that Adam lost. But it's more than that. It's the life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. And we cannot lose this. That's what Jesus says. Once you embrace this, you cannot lose it. Louisa said that to Jesus. If Adam lost it, how could he lose it? And Jesus says, because he didn't have me as his Adam. He didn't have Mary as his Eve. He says, the new Adam and the new Eve, Adam didn't have. You have it, Louisa, and you cannot lose it. He's saying that to us as well. Volume 26, 4, 6, 19, 29. Now, I suppose you went out from within my divine will. You go out and remain outside. But your acts that you have done do not go out. They neither have the right to go out of my divine will, nor can they do it. As long as you remain in my divine will, your acts are mine and yours. But if you go out of the divine will, you lose the rights because they were done, this is what Jesus says, in the kingdom of my divine will and not in the human will. And so therefore, they remain as my rights, God's rights, even though they appear and are known as having been done by you. So he's saying this about Adam. Everything that Adam did before the fall is one with God. He says, now you must know that everything that you, Louisa, do in my divine will shall serve as the prime act for all of humanity, for the other creatures. What you do, Louisa, is the prime act. And we're going to learn from Louisa how to do this. In order to live in the kingdom of my divine will as order and regime and as life of those who shall live in my kingdom of my fiat, this is why I exhort you, Louisa, so much. And you're praying your round in the divine will. And that's what Jesus is doing. And from volume 16, he talks about the rounds from the beginning. But volume 16 to volume 36, he says, Louisa, you must begin to pray your rounds. Pray the round of creation. Pray the round of redemption. This is what God is calling us to do. We are going to hear, see, smell, taste, and touch all the I love yous of creation. Colors are going to become alive to us. Sounds are going to be more beautiful to us. Everything, the taste is going to be exquisite. This is why Jesus says, I want you to pray your rounds. In it, I, Jesus, watch over you. Louisa, I, Jesus, accompany you. And many times, I, Jesus, do it together with you. See, this oneness with Jesus, you're never going to see anything as beautiful as this. Oneness with Jesus. Because you not only do them, do they serve you, Louisa, but they must serve as prime act and as models for all the others, all the little children of the holy divine will who must live in the kingdom of my divine fiat. I pray that at Holy Mass every day, especially at the consecration, for all the souls who must live in the divine will. That's why we were predestined to live at this time. Because God is going to win. The evil one's not going to win. He can't. Life is God. Death is the evil one. That's the 3 days of darkness. The 3 days of darkness to me is God says to the devil, take what's yours and get out of here. The kingdom is coming. And he must leave. He's been banished from heaven. He's going to be banished when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven. And what does that mean? No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. It's very close what's coming. And God is asking us to be alive for this. Volume 26, 7, 18, 19, 29. My daughter, I am. I love that when he says that. I am working in your soul continuously. And while working, I am finalizing everything so that nothing may be missing, solidifying to give my work the divine stability and the divine immutability, and waiting with invincible patience for my work to become known. It's his book. The book of heaven is Jesus's book. So that all may know my great love, all may know my great sacrifices and yours, Louisa, and the great good that if they want to, all can receive it. If, I want to do a writing on if. He says that often. If you do this, this is yours. If you do this, this is yours. If you read, you can receive everything that I've given to you, Louisa. They can. What is this about? What this is about is that this work of mine, this is the divine will, this is the book of heaven, is the renewal of the whole of creation. It is the centralization of all our divine works. It is to establish my divine will in the midst of humanity, operating, dominating in their midst. Whoever shall know this, my work shall be a kingdom of mine. Therefore, I shall have many kingdoms for as many as the little ones who shall know what I have done and what I have said in the littleness of your soul, Louisa. And fused together, they shall form one single kingdom. So my silence is centralization of the more intense work that I am doing in you, Louisa. That's why I'm saying when he is quiet, when he is silent, he's saying, this is what he's saying. I'm centralizing the more intense work in your soul. As he speaks, he is doing this. Therefore, if I speak to you, and he wants to speak to each and every one of us, he is the word. It is a new work that I am undertaking, calling you together with a work, giving you the knowledge of what we, Triune God, are doing, the lessons that we, Triune God, are doing, the promises that we, our God, are doing, the prophecies that we, our God, are doing. This is what's coming is so beautiful. Focus on the goal. Padre Pio said this. He said, in the third millennium, the world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta. Take a high-powered rifle with a high-powered scope. You have 360-degree view, but you're focused on one thing. That's Luisa and the divine will. He says, therefore, if I speak to you, which he's doing when we read, it is a new work that I undertake, calling you together with this new work, giving you the knowledges, the truths, the lessons that we, Triune God, are doing, so as to place new tints, new hues, new colors of beauties, of magnificence, of happiness in the kingdom of my divine will that humanity must possess. It's going to happen with you or without you. It's going to happen. He wants you with him, but you've got to give your fiat. If I keep silent, I, God, am reordering everything. I'm harmonizing everything. I'm confirming what I have done. Therefore, my silence must not be a cause of affliction for you, but an occasion for more work in order to carry out the kingdom of my divine will. God is doing this. He's doing this. And he's asking us to participate in this. He is such a great God. He is such a holy God. He is such a wonderful God, a magnificent God. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. He needs us to cooperate with him. I'm 26, 7, 27, 19, 29. My daughter, the kingdom of redemption and the kingdom of my divine will have always proceeded together. In order for redemption to come, a creature was needed who would live of divine will, as Adam innocent lived in the Garden of Eden before sinning, and this with justice and with wisdom and for our decorum. So the ransom of fallen man would be based on the principle of how the order of our wisdom created Adam. Had there not been a creature in whom my divine fiat and its kingdom of redemption could be a dream, not a reality, he says, therefore, in fact, there had not been its total dominion. If it had not been the total dominion in the Blessed Virgin Mary, the divine will of the human would have remained as though scowling at each other, the human and divine, at a distance from humanity. Therefore, redemption would have been impossible. But on the contrary, listen to what Jesus says about Our Lady. We celebrated her feast yesterday. The Blessed Virgin Queen bent her human will under the divine will, and she let the divine will reign freely in her. Because of this, the two wills, the human and divine, fused and reconciled. The human volition went under the continuous act of the divine volition and let the act without ever opposing itself. So its kingdom had its life, its vigor, and full dominion because of Jesus and Mary. See then how the kingdom of redemption and the kingdom of my fiat started together. Even more, I could say that the kingdom of my fiat started before and then continued together, both one and the other, just as because of man and a woman, Adam and Eve, withdrew from my divine will, because the kingdom of sin and all misery of the human family entered. In the same way, because of a woman and a man, let my fiat reign. By virtue of it, made queen of heaven and earth, Our Lady, queen of heaven and earth, and united the eternal word, Jesus Christ. Oops, sorry. Keep on knocking this over. And united with the eternal word made man, redemption began. This new and divine way of holiness is coming to all of humanity. And Jesus, in his love for humanity, has asked us to be alive at this time. He's asked us to be here. He predestined us for the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. He saved the best for last. I mean, when you think of Cana, you know, the man said, why did you save the best for last? Hinting at what he was going to do today. This is what the saints dreamed of. Sanctification. This is what God is giving to us. Jesus says, by virtue of Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, united with the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, made man, redemption began, not excluding even the kingdom of my divine will. Even more, everything that was done by me and by the height of the sovereign Queen of Heaven is nothing but the materials and buildings that prepare its kingdom. Redemption is the groundwork. My gospel can be called a gospel of volumes, not consonants. And acting as trumpeters, called attention of the peoples to await some more important lessons that were to bring them the greater good of redemption itself. So think about it. Why are we living like this? Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary. She was with him on Calvary. Why are we living like this? Why are we so miserable? Why are we so hateful? Why are there wars? What's going on? Jesus says sanctification is now here. All of that's going to disappear. And he's asked us, would you be willing to give your fiat to help bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven at this pivotal point of humanity? Yes, there's doom and gloom out there, but that's not what's important. What's important is the kingdom of God on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. That's the most important thing. Nothing is as important as this great gift of the divine will. Be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus said to the apostles, how do you do this? How do you do this? And 2,000 years later, here is how you do it. He's waiting for us to do it, to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is why we're called basically the trumpeters of the divine will, calling the attention of the peoples to await some more important lessons that God has given to Louisa for the greater good than redemption itself. Now we think of redemption as it. Sanctification is it. So he says, my very pains, my death, and my resurrection are the confirmation, Jesus says, of redemption and preparation for the kingdom of my divine will. They are lessons more sublime given to Louisa that made everyone stand at attention. This is the Gospels, awaiting yet higher lessons. And this is what I have already done after so many centuries, that there are many manifestations that I've made to you, Luis, about my divine will, and that which I have made known to you more, how it wants to come to reign in the midst of humanity, to give back to humanity the rights of the kingdom that they had lost because of Adam, to lavish upon them all the goods and all the happinesses and that the kingdom possesses. This is where we are. Redemption, Jesus says, opens the door for sanctification. And now the decree of creation was made and it happened. The decree of redemption has been made and it happened. Now Jesus says the decree of sanctification is being made. It's happening. So as you see, the materials are already prepared. The buildings exist. The knowledge is about my divine will that more than sun must illuminate its kingdom and have vaster buildings be raised for the materials formed by me so that nothing else is needed. But the peoples that must populate this kingdom of my fiat, that's all that's needed. The peoples that are us who must populate this kingdom. and the peoples shall form and shall enter as the knowledges of the divine will, the lessons of the divine will, the prophecies of the divine will are about to be published. That now they are published. Now we have all 36 volumes. I remember a time when all we had was, we had mimeograph sheets of paper of Louisa. That's all we had. And now all the books are here, which means the kingdom is coming closer. The peoples that must populate the kingdom, they shall enter and know these knowledges, these lessons, as they are about to be published. They're already published. See then two creatures that go down from the divine will and give field to action of the human will to form the ruin of human generations, Adam and Eve. The two other creatures from heaven, Queen of Heaven and Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, Theotokos, the Queen of Heaven who lives in my divine fiat by grace and my holy humanity, who lives it by nature, form the salvation and the restoration and give back the kingdom of my divine will. We are ready for the restoration. What's the prayer of the Holy Spirit? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit, this great outpouring that's coming, and we will be recreated. And then you will renew the face of the earth through us. These are the children who must live in the divine will and give back the kingdom of the divine will to humanity. And just as it cannot be doubted that redemption has come, and since one is connected with the other, with certainty, this hope that Jesus says, then shall then the kingdom of my divine fiat arise. It may be a matter of time at the most, Jesus says, but it's going to arise. And hearing this, Louisa said, my love, how can this kingdom of your divine will come? One can see no change. It seems that the world does not stop its terrible race into evil, the spinning into evil. And Jesus continued saying, what do you know of what I, God, must do? This is important for us. What do you know of what I, God, must do and how I, God, can overcome everything so that the kingdom of my divine will may have its life in the midst of humanity? If everything is decided, why do you doubt about it? Everything has been decided. How do we know this? Because of the book of heaven that Jesus gave to Louisa. What do you know of what I must do and how I, God, can overcome everything so that the kingdom of my divine will have life in the midst of humanity? This is why there's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. God is going to take care of this. God is going to take care of this. Read sacred scripture. It's all throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Everything is ready for what God is going to do. The evil one is going to be destroyed. He's going to be kicked out, banished not from the earth, not only from our solar system, not only from the world, but not only our galaxy, but the universe. He's going to be kicked out. You can imagine what that's going to be like. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. We've got to go through this time of purification. We do. We have to. The first purification was with the flood. Noah and his family got through. The second purification was the blood of Jesus washing the world clean. He redeemed us. Now the third purification is coming, and it's fire. But it's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fire of the love of Jesus and Mary through Louisa is going to consume the world in love. What's coming is so magnificent. It's the only thing to be afraid of is if you're not in the state of grace. If you're not in the state of grace, God help you. It's going to be awful. Wailing and grinding of teeth for eternity. Jesus has given us the sacraments, the sacramentals. Again, everything is ready. Everything is ready. Don't doubt. I like that saying. When you're going through some difficult times, tack this to your mirror in your bathroom. Do you know what I, Jesus, must do? Do you know how I, Jesus, can overwhelm everything? We don't trust him enough. We don't believe in him enough. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. He's our God. He's going to take care of everything. 526-87-1929. My daughter, the principal means in order to make my divine will reign upon earth are the truths, the knowledges, the lessons that I give you about the divine will. This is found in the Book of Heaven. This is why we try to do this every month. Every second Saturday of the month, we have a day of recollection to recall what Jesus is telling us in the Book of Heaven. My daughter, the principal means in order to make the divine will reign upon earth are the truths, the knowledges, the lessons about my divine will. The knowledges shall form the ways to dispose the earth to become its kingdom. They shall form the cities. These are the truths. These are the lessons. They shall act as telegraphs and telephones and postal service and as trumpeters in order to communicate city to city, creature to creature, nation to nature, the great news, the important knowledges, the important truths, the important lessons of my divine will. And the knowledges about the divine will cast into the hearts that hope, the Christian hope, certitude, and the desire to receive a good so great. From here, one cannot escape. A good cannot be wanted nor received if it is not known. And if it were received without knowing it, it is as if it were not received. Therefore, the foundations, the hope, the certainty of the kingdom of my divine will shall be formed by the knowledges, by the lessons, by the truths of this great gift of the divine will. This is why we read every day. Jesus keeps on expanding our capacity to understand every word that Jesus speaks is a divine life. That's what he tells Louisa. This isn't a regular word because it's spoken by Jesus. Fiat lux, he says, universe began. Fiat mihi, Our Lady says, and the incarnation takes place. The fiat voluntas tua, may the kingdom reign in me, this dust on earth as it is in heaven, is begun. This is a glorious time to be alive. This is a glorious time to be alive. And Jesus is asking us. He's asking us with confidence. Will you say yes to this? Will you just say yes so that I can bring about? See, if Our Lady didn't say yes, fiat voluntas, fiat mihi, the incarnation would not have taken place. And we do the same thing. When Our Lady appears, when the angel appeared to Our Lady, the angel said, you will be the mother of God. And she goes, how can this be? I've already made a vow of virginity. Joseph made a vow of virginity. We're not going to know man. How can I become the mother? What do I need to do to become the mother of God? And the angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. It's the same thing with the divine will. How can I begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? What do I need to do? It will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. The living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 11 through volume 19. Read it. Study it. And then what? Then to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. You have to read 1 through 10. You have to become a saint. So the whole Book of Heaven is wonderful, but it's in three stages. And as we enter into this gift, nothing becomes as important as this, nothing. Therefore, the foundations, the hope within Louisa, the certainty of Louisa, of the kingdom of my divine will shall be formed with the knowledge of the truths about the divine will. This is why I, Jesus, have told you so many of them to Louisa and to us. As we read, he's telling us about these truths, these lessons, because they shall be the riches. They shall be the nourishment. They shall be the new suns and the new heavens that the peoples of the kingdom of my holy divine will shall possess, the new heavens and the new earth. And what does the Vatican say about Louisa? The book that came out of the Vatican about Louisa was the sun, S-U-N, of my divine will, Louisa Picaretto. They know what's coming. And they're not afraid. The kingdom is coming. and they're not afraid. We shouldn't be afraid either. The kingdom is coming. God is going to win. And he's given us the book of heaven. How magnificent is that? Oh, this is just, it's just amazing. Now, when the knowledges of my divine fiat shall make their way, disposing those souls, listen to this, disposing those souls, hopefully that's us, who will have the good of knowing them, the good of studying them, the good of putting them into practice, more than paternal goodness of God, in order to show the excess of my love, I shall place my holy humanity and all the good that I, Jesus, and my mother did in each creature at her disposal, in a way that they shall feel such divine strength and divine grace as to let themselves be dominated by my most holy divine will. And God is so fun. God is so much fun. We hear about the domination, the voting machines. God says, don't worry about that. I'm going to dominate. you've been lied to. You've been cheated. I'm going to take care of everything. God says, don't worry about anything. Who let themselves be dominated by divine will. And my holy humanity shall be in the midst of the children of my kingdom and my divine will, like a heart beating in their midst for the decorum and the honor and the glory of God, of my fiat. And as antidote and grace and defense from all the evils that the human will has produced. Don't be afraid. We have to have that courage that Joan of Arc had. She says, I'm not afraid. A 16-year-old girl. I was born for this time, and God is with me. More so today. Joan of Arc faced armies, human armies. We're going to face principalities and powers. But you see, one angel is more powerful than all the demons put together. You have to understand this. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. Get closer to Jesus and Mary. Spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Pray the Holy Rosary. Wear the scapular. Go to Holy Mass. Keep holy the Sabbath. Make that day the Lord's day. Watch what God will do. Jesus says it's going to go be the antidote of all the evils that the human will has ever produced. And the ardor of my love that wants the divine will to reign is such and so great that I, God, shall perform such excesses of love as to win the most rebellion human wills. God is going to win. What he's going to do, and that's why he asks us to be with him praying, is a new and divine way of holiness. On hearing this, I remain surprised, Louisa says, as if I wanted to cast doubt on what Jesus had told me. See, that's where we are. That's our misery. We Jesus speaks to us. He's done everything and he's going to do more. Turn to the Lord. Let the Lord be the Lord of your life. Get to know him. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with Our Lady. Watch what God is going to do. On hearing this, I remain surprised if I wanted to cast doubt on what Jesus had told me. And he, resuming his speaking, added, my daughter, why do you doubt about it? He's talking to us. Why do you doubt about the divine will? Am I perhaps not free to do what I, God, want and to give myself as I, God, please to give myself? You have to understand, he's not going to be hoodwinked by the evil one. He's not going to be conquered by the evil one. You think? He says, it is my holy humanity. Is that my holy humanity, perhaps not the firstborn brother who possessed the kingdom of my divine will? And as first brother, I have the right to communicate, the right to possess this divine will to the other brothers, the other sisters, placing my very self at their disposal in order to give them a good that is so great. Don't I have that right, Jesus says, to give myself to whom I please? He's saying, do you want me to be yours? He's proposing to you. That's why we wear the wedding ring. That's to say to Jesus, you're my spouse. A spouse takes care of everything. The bride doesn't have to worry about a thing. That's our Lord. That's our Savior. That's our Master. That's our King. That's our God. So we'll give a blessing of the relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray for divine healing for ourselves, for our family, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones. We pray for all humanity, that the kingdom of God be established on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that over this Christmas season, we draw closer to our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. We pray this in the name of Jesus, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.